Boker Tov. My name is Pnina Agenyao, and I'm the Jewish Agency Shlicha for the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington. Along with me today is Noam Meir, the Director of Israel Action Center at the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington. And today we're happy to share with you a very successful program we developed in the last 2 years for our teens in our community. College students today are exposed to many levels of anti-Israel hostility virtually without parallel in a modern American history. The Jewish Federation of Greater Washington and the Jewish Community Relations Council have partnered to develop the Israel Engagement Fellowship to help our community's high school students to gain the tools, knowledge, and skills to support Israel in many different ways. I would like to introduce you to Sarah. A few months after graduation from the Israel Engagement Fellowship, she was invited by her rabbi to be a speaker in her congregation. In class, Sarah was a very quiet student, so we were not sure what she was taking on. Both Noah and I were excited and curious and concerned a little bit, you know, what she's gonna share and what we're gonna hear. We got to Shabbat service and we were blown away. Sarah shared a story about having the courage to speak up at a one-sided discussion at summer camp about the conflict and how she refuted the claims made against Israel. Noah and I felt like proud mothers. Sarah spoke with confidence and beautifully presented the message we thought. There are three needs the program addresses. First is better prepare teens before college. We created this program as a direct response to parents who ask us to educate our kids about ways they can be pro-Israel activists and combat growing anti-Semites on campus. Second, the need for teens to be able to critically analyze and consume media. And lastly, there is a need for a safe space to discuss Israel across the political spectrum and demonstrate that there are several ways of being pro-Israel. And what is the impact? Well, there has been a huge impact, but I'm gonna share with you three highlights. First, teens increased their knowledge about multiple narratives within the context of Israel and recent history. Second of all, analyzing the surveys we handed out every session, every course, we saw that the teens was shifted from uncertainty through the very pro-Israel position. And third, most fellows have been choosing to be more active in their community and their youth movement following the fellowship. Some of them have spoken in front of their congregation or created a program or wrote an article to their own community. And it's all based on what they learn in the fellowship. And let's talk about some numbers. It all started with one donor vision, three cohort completed, 53 students participated, 24 synagogue and 5 youth movements, all streams of Judaism, as well as 25 high school, public and private, and 60% of the fellow have been to Israel.
We chose to share with you 3 out of the 8 sessions as an example. So the first was our session about narratives, teaching fellows about Israeli and Palestinian narratives. Many Jewish students feel cheated by hearing only one side of the story, about the land of milk and honey and cherry tomatoes. They go to campus and for the first time they hear words like occupation and settlements. It's our responsibility to expose them to these concepts in a safe space where we can conduct an open dialogue about these complicated and sensitive matters. The teens learn where to get information and to support their perspectives while respectfully debating those who seek to delegitimize Israel and her right to exist. Second is the Jewish history and zooming in and zooming out session. By the end of the fellowship, graduates develop a special connection to Israel. The land, the people, and the values. They know the history of the Jewish people and of Israel. The third session we choose to share with you today is the closing event. The final session takes place at the Embassy of Israel, including a celebratory ceremony. This is an opportunity to build a grassroots network of soon-to-be college students with an introduction to campus life with peers from local Hillels. We found parent involvement to be very important from the get-go as a tool to strengthen our engagement with the teens, but also as a direct response to a thirst of the parents to be involved in their children's Israel education. The teen's parents are invited to participate in two sessions, one about the narratives and the closing ceremony, where we have the opportunity to have an open conversation with them and solicit feedback. We would like to share with you some follow-up initiatives that we've come up with. Each cohort receives at the end of the fellowship a survey to be filled out by the teens and their parents. Social media, we create a Facebook group for the IEF, the Israel Engagement Fellowship alums. We provide resources to connect students with the Hillels on their future campuses. Whenever possible, we offer fellows more sessions with speakers and experts on Israel in the community. We encourage them to write articles and or speak at their congregations, schools, or youth groups about their experience in the fellowship. And other communities are looking to us as a model, and this is a direct outcome of the program. So where are we now? We have 53 graduates. We just started our fourth cohort and are about to start recruiting our fifth. We took an extra step and wrote a detailed curriculum with 8 sessions and have this binder here that we're happy to pass around with you. And we look forward to sharing our experience and knowledge with you. We are so proud to have a group of young leaders who can now confidently support Israel in many ways. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I forgot to say we have a one pager that we'll be distributing around.